Welcome to the Diligent Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Dorian Jones. I make personal development easy so that you can achieve your goals, do all the things you put your mind to, give you motivation, and so much more. It's time for you to step up, do the work, and become the best version of yourself. Let's go ahead, dive right into the show. What's going on, Diligent Minds community? We back with another episode of the Diligent Minds Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all, old and new. I appreciate every single one of you for tuning in and coming to check me out. Take me along with you during your day. I truly appreciate it all. You don't know how much I appreciate it. And I want to ask you to do me a favor and leave a rating and review. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, it helps me grow the show as an independent creator. So that's the least you can do. Just leave a rating and review. It takes a few seconds out of your time. Just scroll down to the bottom of the show. Go ahead and leave that rating and review. It helps me grow the show. And also, when you're sharing it on social media, be sure to tag me or let me know if you follow me from the podcast. I'll follow you back or just have a conversation with you because I want to know all the listeners. I want to just get to know you all. And that just helps me. It just makes me feel good just knowing that I could put a face to some of the listeners. It helps me a lot, especially just more gratifying because I know when I started the podcast, it was all about the people. It was all about helping people and just putting a face to some of the listeners just helps me a little bit continue to go on this journey, continue to know that, they dependent on this. They looking forward to this. So go ahead and reach out to me on IG, introduce yourself, tell me you come from the podcast. I look forward to meeting you all. And I also have an option for you to donate and support the show. Down below is the Cash App for the podcast. You can go ahead, donate whatever you can afford. If it's 50 cent, a dollar, I don't care what it is, whatever you feel the show deserves. If you can afford it, if you can't, no big deal. We still gonna rock and have this content for you every single week to help you become better. But your support will go a long way. So that link is down below. And if you're not already, get on the email list, sending out emails every single week to just remind you to push through your things that you're going through, giving you encouragement and also giving you different tips to help you deal with some of the things that we deal with as humans, deal with some of the harder things that's harder to kind of work our way through. So I give you different tips and just different things that help you as an individual at whatever stage you're at in your life. So join the email list down below. And for those of you who have reached out to me about the coaching program, I did extend the free calls from 15 minutes to 30 minutes and I opened up a lot more time on my schedule. And if none of those times work for you, don't even worry about it. Just send me an email and we'll find a time that works for you and works for your schedule. Let me know that you're really interested in learning more about it. Not saying you have to sign up, but you just get a little more information. We find out more about each other. You find out how I can help you and we just work on a solution together because this is the year of growth. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. We talk about spring cleaning, but we're also talking about growth, which they all align together. This is a year where we want to focus on our growth. We went through all the struggles. We went through all the things that broke us down, that had us in tears, had us depressed, had us stressed out, and just had us uncertain about our future. But we made it past those things. Now it's time to capitalize upon all of the things that we learned, all those lessons, all those moments where we had uncertainty, where we didn't know if we was going to make it through. We didn't know how we was going to make it through, but we got there. And that's what I do. We work on that with the coaching. We work on getting you from where you are. Work on getting you to where you want to be. So hit the link down below and don't forget to check out everything else that's down there. New YouTube video, IG, all of those things. Enough about all that though. Enough talking. We diving into this episode. As I told you, we talking about spring cleaning. For me, spring is the idea of a fresh start because you begin to see the sun a little bit more. You start to see plants growing and blossoming. You start to see the different colors on the trees and all the plants that's growing and everything that's going on with more sun coming to you. And it should be the same for you as an individual. You should be blossoming and growing or at least working towards it. Coming out of that fall and winter season, a lot of people feel gloomy and cloudy. For me personally, I'm cool with it being cloudy. That's actually like my favorite weather. I like the rain. It's relaxing. It just helps me just kind of get more mellow, which is my personality, really. I got like a real mellow, chill personality. So the rain kind of aligns with me. I don't mind the sun, but if it's too hot, I can't deal with it. That summer heat, once you hit anything above like 80 degrees for me, I'm like, all right, I'm checked out. I'm good. But we going back to what we was talking about spring, though. The sun is out. You coming out of that gloomy season where people feel depressed, feel stressed out. They feel like, oh, I don't really feel like I was progressive. But this is that time for you to step out of that. It's time for you to step into the sun that's ready to shine on you as an individual. Just like it's helping everything else in nature blossom. is going to help you blossom and grow. And you must embrace that. And speaking of cleaning, I did a little bit of cleaning around the house a few days ago. And for me, cleaning is therapeutic. I like to relax a little bit. I like to put on some music. I like to pour me some wine and just chill. Just take my time and clean from corner to corner. Just moving out the couch, cleaning up all that dust, mopping under there, pulling out the refrigerator, making sure that dust is gone. Just get everything, just all the small things. It just helps me still feel so refreshed, smelling all the cleaning products, knowing that, okay, I got a clean crib. My house is good. Everything's organized. If you see my content, then you see that everything is kind of like organized. Everything has its place. So if you're looking at my videos, then you see like everything is like always in the same place. I'm like I would say OCD. But I like everything organized and I like to know where things are. And after I finish, I just chill out, turn off all the lights, light that candle, got it smelling good and everything. You're like, all right, I got a clean crib. Everything's organized. Now let me refresh my mind. Let me get my mind right. And when I was cleaning, I was like, I want to redecorate some things, but I want to wait until I move because I want to create a plant wall. Like, so if y'all seen my content, I have a lot of different house plants. They kind of look a little dead right now because they're coming out of dormant season. But that's another story. We're not talking about my plants right now. But I do want to create a plant wall to where I got some hanging on the wall and they kind of trailing all over. But I'm going to do that once I move. And right now it's just basically like just basic and bright. It's just like a lot of white everywhere. And I want to add a little more character to it. So that's something I want to look forward to once I move. But we're not talking about me. We talk about you cleansing your space. Like just how I said that I found peace and I found it therapeutic for me to clean. Not everybody's going to be that way. When I'm talking about cleansing, I'm not just thinking about my space. I'm thinking about how it clears me up mentally, how it clears me up emotionally. And it may be a cleanse that you need to do on yourself and your life. Maybe take this time to redecorate your space, declutter, reorganize. And that's both your mental space and your physical space. When you give yourself a different environment. Once you clean and reorganize some things, maybe change up your decorations, change the colors for the fall. I know some people like to do that. It gives you a different perspective on life. It gives you more of an appreciation of the things that you do have because it makes you feel like, oh, I forgot about the beauty that's within of what I have. I may want more, but I can also appreciate the things that I do have because you put your hard work into that. And when I'm talking about a deep cleanse, I'm talking about deep cleanse on you as a person, not just your space. Cleansing out all the negative things you may hold within yourself, whether that be self-doubt, whether it be traumas. And it helps you gain that clarity, a sense of accomplishment. And your space looks good, internal and external. It's good for your well-being overall. So as we go through this season, if you haven't made time to do it yet, I want you to sit down and really make time to cleanse your space, cleanse your mental, cleanse your emotional space. Let go of those people that's been holding on to you a little bit too long that you need to let go. Let go of all the things you've been beating yourself up about. Oh, I haven't done this so far this year. That's cool. It's all right. Don't worry about that. You cannot change the past. All you can do is worry about what you do from this point on to make sure that you don't repeat what happened in the past. And if you don't make any changes right now, if you don't cleanse yourself of everything that's been holding you back, everything that you've been beating yourself up about, all that self-doubt, all those self-limiting beliefs, then you're going to continue to have that clouded space within yourself. So clean your environment, clean your internal and external environments, and just give yourself a fresh start going into this new season, going into the spring season. Allow yourself to start fresh, start with a fresh slate. That's perfectly fine. Just because you got some bad roots don't mean that they can't regrow and become strong. And that's what I want you to do when you cleanse your space. And as we enter into this spring season, I want you to do yourself a favor. Reflect on how your year has been so far and show yourself some gratitude. Be proud of yourself for the things that you've overcome because you've been dealing with a lot. You've been dealing with family issues. You've been dealing with internal issues, things with friends, relationships, school, work. Whatever you have going on, I know there's been some things that's challenged you a lot this year that you didn't expect to come up and you made it through it. You've been getting through it. If you're still going in it, you're in the middle of it. You closer to the end of this stage, then you know it's going to pass through. The lessons that you've learned, the amount of clarity that you have and what's to come, that's all going to come to you. It's all going to make sense in the end. So I want you to show gratitude in this moment. Be grateful for it. Thank God or thank universe, whoever it is you believe in. Thank them for the clarity that you have now. Thank them for the mental strength that you have developed over the past few months, because not everybody makes it through. Not everybody make it through those things. Some people break. Some people cannot handle it. And you still here striving. You still here pushing, going into a new season. And as you embrace this and show gratitude for it and just reflect on these things and understand the lessons that you've learned, you'll invite more into your life, more of the things that you want. Along with you cleansing out your space, your internal, external space, this will invite a lot more of the things that you want into your life, more of the things that you want to attract into your life. And this reflection will help guide you to those goals that you've set. Writing down those goals, when you write down what it is that I want to achieve, what it is that I want to go after right now at this stage of my life, what is it that I want to do? And you write them down. This reflection will help guide you to answer a lot of those questions as you continue to put one foot in front of the other. And as you're doing that, I want you to adopt something new. Adopt something new going into this new season. Adopt a new habit, new activities, new friendships, new circles in general. Something that will help you grow and feed into you. I know something I want to get back into is get back into my reading. Because I've been reading, but I've been revisiting some of my old books, just reading certain chapters that I feel like align with some of the things I'm going through, and just refreshing myself on notes that I've taken as I was reading these books and what I feel will best help me based on how I'm feeling or the situation I'm dealing with. So that's something that I want to adapt. I want to adapt that, especially with me being in school. I'd have to read, but I want to read things that's going to feed into me and help me become better. It's another layer of myself that I want to add on. And I also want to get into golfing, too. I don't know if any of you have gotten into golfing or if you know anyone that's into it. Something I used to do when I was younger. Really, I went just to drive a golf course, honestly, but it was something new. I'm basically saying that I adopt something new into my life. That's what I want to do now. And I like things that challenge me. I like things that help me improve over time. I don't like something that I can do and then be done with and say, all right, cool, I'm good. I like the challenge of things that are long term. As you adopt something new, I want you to think about the self-awareness that develops as you adopt these new things. And it helps you identify the lessons within the journey. And you just love every moment because you adopt something new. You adopt this thing that you've been thinking about. You adopt this new habit. You adopt this new friendship, this new friend group in general. It's going to challenge your thinking. It's going to make you think a little bit different. Because now you're in different settings, you're in different situations, and it's going to flex some muscles that you probably haven't flexed in a while or you never even thought were there. So with this new season coming, write down a few things that you really want to try, some new things that you want to get into, seek out some new hobbies, seek out new friend groups, seek out new social groups in general. Adopt something that's out of your norm. That's all I'm saying. Add something onto yourself. So as you come out of this season, it's something that you'll say, I'm glad that I did this. I'm happy I did this. And you'll feel much better. You feel more accomplished because you're taking on a new task and you're overcoming and you're conquering this thing. And as you do that, I want you to also write down specific goals that you like to achieve this season. Right now, we're in the middle of March. What do you want to achieve from this point on up until, let's say, 4th of July? Let's say the beginning of July. What would you have liked to say? That I did this. Write down that specific goal and work your way backwards. Even if it's a goal that lingered from your goals that you set earlier this year, you set that New Year's resolution, you didn't get to it, that's fine. It's okay. And I want you to do this. Add being intentional to your goals. Intentional about who and what you allow into your life. Intentional about your actions. Intentional about decisions that you make in general. I want you to be intentional about going after this thing. Set something in your life. If you don't know what to set, that's perfectly fine. Go out there and seek these things. That's why you adopting something new. It forces you to think a little bit different. It helps you change your mindset. That's why the reflections that I told you about, it helps you have that gratitude and embrace things into your life. And it helps bring more blessings into your life. Everything I'm telling you to do, it all catapults and they all add on to each other. So write down a goal. Something that you like to set for this season, going into the summer. What's something that you like to do for yourself? What's something that you haven't done, that you've been putting off a little bit? Something that you said you'll do in the beginning of the year, but you haven't got to it yet. Write that down. You owe it to yourself. Just because you're getting there a little late does not make you a loser. Does not mean that you failed. No, you can still get to it. It's a new season. It's a season for blossoming. It's a season for growing. So what are you going to grow into? Who are you going to grow into? Whatever it is, whoever it is, you must be intentional about it. And you must set up a space for yourself to get there. That's why we talk about clearing out that physical space, that mental, emotional. You have to let those things go because those things are just going to hinder you. Those things are just going to hold you back. You're going to feel that friction. You're not going to feel in alignment with where you like to go. Right now, you may want something, but you don't feel like you don't trust yourself right now because you're not aligned with what you want. You're not believing what you're telling yourself. It sounds good. Yeah, it sounds like the right thing to say, but do you really believe it? No, you don't right now. And that's perfectly fine, but you need to find that belief within yourself. You need to get aligned with what it is that you like to get. And that starts with you spring cleaning within and outside. So that wraps it up for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this as we get into that spring cleaning, as we dive into spring season. I want you to go out there and blossom and flourish just like the flowers and nature that we see. I want you to go out there and just grow. Just grow this season. It's okay. You owe it to yourself. You go out there, have the life that you want, have the season that you want. And every season after this is going to be good. I'm telling you, just lock in on something. It's okay if you just getting started. You don't know what to do. I trust you. And if you need any help with that, don't forget to check out the coaching program. We work on a strategic plan for you, like steps you can take. I call you. I hold you accountable. All those things. I'm not letting you down, because your failure or your feeling of I haven't done it, that's a reflection of me. And I can't have you out here feeling like, oh, nah, I ain't do it, but I've been working with him. No, you're going to get it done. So hit the link down below. Schedule your free call with that. And don't forget to reach out to me on IG. Leave a rating and review if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. I truly appreciate you. You hear the outro rolling in. You know what that means. Everybody is greatness within, even you.